It's a Regional Rock Hour 92.1 The Eagle. In the studio now with me is Greg and Jake Merritt, the Merritt brothers of, well, Reamin Music and also the Jay Clyde Band.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
How are you guys doing today?
Good, man. Good.
Doing well. Getting through awesome weather.
Yeah. Yep. Just talking about that off air.
We're coming.
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous. We were going to have you in a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Last week.
And yep.
Can't always work out when, yeah. Geez.
Yep.
More tomorrow, so.
Oh, I know.
Joy.
Can't wait for that.
Let's talk about some good stuff. We'll start with Reamin Music. How long have you guys been working at Reamin Music?
I'll let Jake start off with that one.
Well, I've been there for, I think, about 4 years now. You know, just kind of went into it, and then Greg was kind of looking for some work about a year two later.
Yeah, yep. I started, been 2.5 years now. Our dad's worked there. Our dad, John, has worked there since 2000, I think.
Yeah.
So almost 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of, you know, we grew up with it and in and out of the store as kids. And, you know, Jake was looking for work, got a job. I was in the market a couple years later. And it's a family business without our name on it.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
And it's kind of cool because the history of Reamin Music is actually the Reamin family.
Yep.
They've got more stores than just the one in Fort Dodge.
We got 6 stores in the state. The very first location opened about 60 years ago.
Yeah, I think this last year was the 60th year
just
that they've been open.
It started as a repair shop. Frank Reamin was the guy's name. I think he kind of worked out of his garage and a little bit in his house. And then just over time, they kind of expanded. They opened another store in Des Moines that's actually in Urbandale. And then we have a store in Ames, a store in Creston, Mason City, and the Fort Dodge store.
Yep.
So
it all snowballed.
Yeah. Basically, if you kind of follow I-35 through the state, you're in Reamin territory.
Yeah.
It's been a blast, you know, getting to work with, you know, brother and my dad.
Yeah, it makes work go by a lot quicker. Yeah. It's a lot easier to do stuff and, you know, we grew up with each other, so
we
kind of know what each other's thinking. And
it's not like the American Chopper show.
Chairs we're not throwing chairs anywhere.
They're not making memes out of you guys yet.
Well, not yet.
Totally.
So you guys in sales there?
I mean, we kind of do a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, primary work is sales and band instrument repair, sales, all of that stuff. You know, we work primarily with the local schools, and that's what our dad does. He goes out on the road and calls on the schools to pick up horns, take horns, basically fulfill any needs they might have.
Mm-hmm.
Jake and I kind of man the ship at the store. Jake's kind of the, I don't know, unofficial manager.
Yeah.
Managerial position, runs the show, and I do a lot of sales, and I do like the guitar repair stuff there, and then we also have 2 fully certified instrument repairmen there that can do anything.
They're kind of
Paul Hawkmuth and John Holmes. Got to give them a shout out if we're talking about it.
I always call them the unsung heroes because they kind of hide in the back, but they do a lot of stuff.
You know what I mean? They do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of work that goes into fixing like a trumpet or a saxophone, stuff like that. So
either of you guys play horns as well? I know, Greg, you play guitar, right?
I do. I mean, so it's kind of a funny story. The guys in the shop play horns, and they kind of always give us guff because we all started as percussionists. So, like, Dad is a drummer. His dad was a drummer. His dad was a drummer. You know, Jake and I kind of, if you grew up in the Merritt household, you started playing drums, and Jake's still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I played drums growing up and then picked up guitar when I was in high school and then transitioned into bass shortly after, and it's just kind of, that's what I do mostly now.
Okay.
I always joke that, you know, any band that Jake and I are in, Jake's too good of a drummer to play any other instrument, but he's actually a really good guitar player, too.
Really?
Yeah.
A good drummer is so hard to find that, like, you can do it, that's it.
Yeah.
That's funny, There's a great quote, Stewie Copeland, drummer for the Police, always said, you know, you can find many a great guitar players that can kind of play drums and it's whatever, but if you're a really great drummer, you can kind of play a guitar, watch out.
Yeah, you can get by.
Dave Grohl for one.
Yeah, Dave Grohl is a perfect example, except he's good at both.
Yeah, that guy can do anything.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Outstanding. I mean, you don't make a record like the Foo Fighters' first album.
Oh, I know.
All by yourself.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Without
in
some
his
talent.
Basement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So you got your start basically like school band. You guys start like fifth grade, I think, is like the standard, right?
You got kind of a head start on that.
Yeah, I had a head start. God, Dad got me a pair of sticks when I had to be 5 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I hit it, fifth grade. Yeah. And our mom, got to give her shout out too. She's the vocalist of the family, so.
Oh, okay.
She's the singer. That's actually how they met, but you know, we all kind of got a little bit of both, so.
Yeah.
How far apart are you guys in age?
Three and a half years.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
So about in school, which one's older?
I am.
You are?
Yep. I was a senior when you were a freshman?
Freshman, yep.
Just because the beard's longer.
Right, yeah.
Make assumptions.
It's a seasoned beard.
No, we started growing at the same time.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Just what happened.
Yeah. I just sneezed harder one day, and there it was.
So you guys are currently in the Jay Clyde band together.
Correct.
What other projects have you done? I mean, if you guys grew up together playing music, isn't your first band that you've done together, is it?
No, even close.
We've done a lot together and some not.
Yeah. Well, I think the first band we ever had together, it was one of those high school projects. I don't even want to call it a project. It was just for fun. Played a couple school dances, but we were called Idiom.
Idiom?
Yep. Never played anywhere other than like school functions. And, you know, it was early 2000s when the pop punk craze was kind of hitting its peak. So we were doing a lot of that stuff. But, you know, the first band where we were writing our own stuff was we were in a heavy metal band called Hour of Reckoning for a while. And we played a lot of local shows with, like, Jeremy Ober hooked us up a lot with one of the first incarnations of Brutal Republic.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of snowballed from there. Been in Jay Clyde together. Yep. We're doing Riddled with Class too with those dudes. You know, Jake's done a lot of stuff on the side, too.
Yep, Mike and Mark Schoen. I played with them back in the day.
Oh, 22
Salute.
Salute.
Yep. And I can actually say that I was their very first drummer back in
when
the
they were the lead
back in the
day.
Oh wow, they got a new single they're gonna be dropping next month.
Well, you played with Jeremy and Brutal too.
I did my
for a
stint
bit.
With Jeremy for a summer. That was always fun.
Yeah, I mean it's just kind of this and that.
Yeah,
Jake played drums with Gabriel Alves
jazz trio. Yep, that's fun. And just if anything that comes up, we like to do
have drums will travel, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, Jay Clyde Band new album came out about a year ago.
Yeah. We were doing studio stuff about this time last year. So yeah, it's been a good 9 months.
Yep.
But yeah, that something we never thought would come to fruition finally came to fruition, and we were hitting it really hard in the summer times, doing 50 plus shows of playing any and everywhere, and then we took. What, 6 month break?
Yep.
Didn't really do anything. Kind of did our own thing with other people, and that's how Jake and I got hooked up with Riddled. Yep. Ron was doing solo stuff. Corey had a stint with Salty Views. Mm. Neil was always doing solo stuff. And then I think it was over Christmas break, we're like, I think we should try and do an album. Because we've been together as a band long enough that it'd be kind of a disservice to ourselves not to try.
Oh, yeah.
So Corey had a whole bunch of material he'd been working on, and we got together quite a few times, and then I think it was last January and February, we penciled out some weeks. Neil has a recording studio at his house in Odebolt, and that's where he did all of Jay Clyde stuff. He did all of his solo stuff there and just hashed it out, kind of wrote parts as we went. And
I was going to say, it's a really good production quality.
Yeah, Neil's great with that stuff, man. He's a whiz. For being a middle school band director, that dude can sure record an album.
We can now say that you can find the album on iTunes, Spotify.
It's on Spotify now, too. We got all the digital platforms finally.
We have hard copies, too.
Yep.
We have
found
some
out the hard
store.
Way not many people have CD players.
Right, yeah.
And once they break, it's,
exactly.
I mean, if you want to hear one song, go to YouTube, type in Jay Clyde Band.
Yep, and they're all there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they'll hear a few here. We got some coming up.
Sweet.
Here.
All right.
Shortly. Very good. Very good.
Celebration was just announced.
Yes.
Pretty pumped.
Earlier this week. And you guys, as the Jay Clyde Band, played Celebration.
Yes, we did.
And you opened up for Steve Miller Band.
That was incredible.
That was so awesome.
Would you say he's the biggest name you've opened for?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In a heartbeat.
Yep.
It was actually... It was so much fun. It was surreal, really. I mean, it to have the community we grew up in be as supportive as they are of local music was incredible. You know, Jake and I are from Manson. We grew up there. That whole fenced off area up front, you know, we got going and it was just packed with people front to back. And everybody, almost every one of them I knew came over from Manson. I was like, this makes this a little less stage frighty. Like you're at home. You know, there's 8,000 people here, but, you know, the first 1,000 in front are people that you recognize. Yeah. So it made it, it was 35 minutes of straight adrenaline, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, just being on a stage that big in front of that many people, you know, it's something.
Yeah,
you know,
that was so cool.
With, you know, that all that gear, it was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Never done anything to that magnitude, and it was just, it was a great experience. And had a great response afterwards. Got to talk to a lot of people that maybe had never heard of us before, and that was also a surreal moment. It was kind of that first, oh, this is how fun it can be.
Yeah.
You know, all that hard work sort of paid off, and it was really, really, really cool.
And we've had opportunities to open for other, Dan and Shay.
Yep. They're
John Michael Montgomery.
Dan and Shay were just number one on the country charts.
Yeah. We opened for them in Storm Lake a few years ago, and that was a big deal, too. Who else? Little Texas.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, we did that.
Yeah. Sac County Fair gets some cool country artists in every year, and fortunately enough, they like us enough to have us back.
Who's Keosauke Fabulous?
Oh, the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
That was really
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to talk to the backing band, and cool dudes. Yep. I mean, they're about our age, you know, all hired guns, and you know, kind of getting to hear their story of how they got into.
Yeah.
You know, the business.
Doing what they do.
Yeah, so it's really neat getting to play with these touring acts that are out, you know, road warriors essentially, just doing this full time.
Yep.
So it's pretty neat.
So you guys classify yourselves more as country?
You know, when we first started we did, but anymore we kinda I don't even know what to put it. You know, we do a lot of southern rock stuff that can be crossed over into country, you know, and our influences are kind of all over the place, which kind of has to do with all of us individually. You know, Jake and I grew up listening to heavier music, rock music. You know, Ron was a country kid. Corey had a little bit of everything. Neil had a little bit of everything. Mm. And we all kind of blended it. But I put it, I hate to use the term Americana, but because it's so, I don't know. But it's kind of what it is. You know, we just kind of do our thing, and it's got a little more twang to it than most normal music would. But
it's got a pretty big following right now.
Sure,
that country rock blend.
Really. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's you know, we don't want it radio country by all means. I don't really care for, but you know, we really as a band gravitate towards artists like Jason Isbell, like that Chris Stapleton thing. You know,
oh yeah,
when he kind of hit it big. After years of writing songs for people, you know, that's kind of what.
And what's so cool about it is it's really focused on good songwriting.
Yeah.
Not what millions of people are going to buy listen to. It's just
it's a lot of content based stuff where it's not really trying to appeal. I mean, it's appealing to people if they listen to it. You know, it's not your everyday drink a beer song. You know, I hate to say that because that's a huge, huge market, but like. We just kind of do our thing. And
any songs about your truck getting stolen dog dying, none of that?
Not right now. You know, and Corey did, you know, all the lyrics for all the stuff, and every single song he wrote was from the heart. You know, it wasn't playing on anything.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't going for anything. He was just straight from the soul onto the paper.
Writing what he felt.
Out of his mouth.
So a group effort on the music writing, though?
Yeah, for the most part, for this album. Corey had all the songs kind of penciled out on an acoustic guitar, and then we kind of filled in, you know, the flavor everywhere else. Mm-hmm. But I think the next one we're looking into doing is more of going to be everybody get together and pencil in time to really hit it hard to, you know, equal parts.
Yeah.
If we can. Corey primarily had most of it this last one, I'd say.
But okay.
Yeah. We penciled in our spots.
Kind of the visionary, like this is the direction.
Yeah, and then exactly.
Everybody holding up their end and bringing it along.
But you know, when we were in the studio, he was always open to correction, suggestions. We were all very open with each other on what we wanted to do, what we thought would be there. There was creative flowing.
Yeah. Good collaboration.
Yes,
then.
Exactly.
I believe now each of you, both of you guys, have been in the studio before. Right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I think with Riddled with Class.
Yes.
Yeah. But with Jay Clyde Band, I believe I might have asked this If I did, I don't remember.
It's all right.
How'd you get the name Jay Clyde?
Oh, okay. So the band initially started with Corey Waller. He's the lead singer, acoustic guitar player. And then our other buddy, Jared Leppert, who he lives in Washington, D.C. now. Mm-hmm. Incredible guitar player. We played an Hour of Reckoning together. All four of us did. Well, Corey and Jared wanted to start a band where they could play at bars and make money and basically drink for free, even though mum's the word, neither of them were of age to drink at the time. But Corey booked a show. I can't remember what town it was. Was it Vail?
Yeah.
He tried booking a show in, and the guy's like, well, you got to have a name for the band. What do you want to book as? He goes, the Corey Waller Band. And the guy goes, that's a terrible name. He's like, that's the one I got to live with.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of rude.
Yeah. Jared's nickname growing up was Jay, and Corey's nickname growing up was Clyde in parts of his family. So they just sandwiched the two together and went with Jay Clyde Band. And then after the two-man acoustic thing started snowballing a little bit, they asked Jake and I to join. And then from then on, Ron joined and Jared moved and Neil came in, and it's just been that ever since. Yeah. We've had Sean Minicus had a couple years with us for a while, and then basically it's all of us. Oh, we got to give a shout out if we're talking about Jake Clyde. We got to say hey to Mark Gales. He runs sound for us. Through Mark, all things are possible.
He's the
one that makes it sound good. So.
Oh yeah, he does a great job at Patty's Pub too.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's his thing.
So. Yep,
doing the jam nights there.
Yes, he is.
Yep. You guys ever stop by Patty's for the jam nights?
Many a time. Been in the house band a few times, but yeah, we're frequent flyers.
Yeah, we can. Yep.
So what's next for the Jay Clyde Band? Anything new happening with Riddled with Class? What's
Riddled got a gig in Barnum tomorrow night?
Tonight, Friday night. tomorrow night. Sorry, yeah, that's my bad. Saturday night. this weather's in my head right now. Jay Clyde, we got some stuff in the works, mostly for summer.
Summer, yeah.
But we got a few shows sprinkled in here and there in springtime. But Riddled is workhorsing it right now through the spring, and we got some stuff in the summer too. I mean, it's between the two bands, Jake and I are just about every weekend.
And for a local gig for Jay Clyde, I know it's a ways off, but I believe July 19th, it's a Friday, we'll be at River Hops.
Nice. Yep. I like that place.
Yep. Yeah, it's cool.
So they're doing great work there.
Yes, they're brewing. Are.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people play there too, and it's really cool.
One of your bandmates just played there, and don't you have another one that'll be playing tomorrow night?
Actually, both have played recently, and I don't. Yeah. Is Ron, Corey? Actually, three of them have. So Neil played last Friday night, or last Saturday night at River Hops. Corey has played there before. Ron Lee played with Sean Minicus in the Ron and Sean Blues Band doing now. And yeah, it's those guys. You know, they play down at Shiny Top too every so often. But yeah, those guys are always doing something solo acoustic. It's pretty crazy. We would, but I only know harmonies for parts of 4 hours of music, not all of it. So.
We'll bring your mom along to sing.
Yeah, there you go. She would love that.
A couple of gin and tonics.
Yeah.
So, have you ever thought of doing like a Partridge Family type thing, getting everybody together? Any more siblings, or is it just you two?
We have a sister.
Sister.
Yep. But she's the one. She did trumpet for a while, but she was a smart one and got a job as a radiology technologist at a hospital. So she's doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we've contemplated doing family band stuff, but it's just, it's kind of hard getting everything together and doing all that. But it'd be fun. It'd be a great time.
Yeah. What's your dad's main instrument?
Drums.
Yep. Drums.
Hardcore.
Yep. And he plays with a couple local groups, some old, like Sentimental Swing.
Okay.
And then the Al Welsh Orchestra is just, you know, they play old
big band stuff.
Old band stuff and stuff. He plays with the Carole King Band.
Yep.
There's a group out of Carroll he plays with. So he stays busy too. He's almost busier than us sometimes. Yeah.
Depends on the time of year. Yep. Yeah. He's out doing a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Well, thanks a lot for coming in today,
guys. Sure. Yeah. Fun.
If you, anything else to promote or?
Check us, Jay Clyde out online, Jay Clyde Band.
Come visit us at Remus.
Yeah.
Jake and I are there. Every day we're open. Every day.
And Riddled with Class, if you ever check them out.
Yeah,
always fun,
it's
man. I like partying with you guys.
Yep.
Man.
It's
Saturday
it's
night in Barnum. Come check us out. We will be at the junkyard.
Jake, Greg, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Had
appreciate it.
You got it.